But Tom Brady and this whole hand injury, I believe, is complete bogus. And I'm going to tell you why.
Ooh, it's playoff day, Lou. Championship Sunday.
Of the football season, the AFC-NFC Championship Day.
That is right, Lou. The Minneapolis Miracle. The
what was that?
The Minneapolis Miracle, fly, eagle, fly. Brady has a bad hand, and we don't even know the Jags. So there you go.
That's and my morals may show up. And in honor of our friend, Mr. Robert J. Hawk.
Yeah, Hawk.
I am blending the cuisines of both Philly and Chicago today. We will have the Italian beef.
Naturally.
And we will have the beef and cheese.
All right, Lou.
And we will be using whiz, of course, in the true Philly tradition. Fly, Eagles, fly!
Are you getting Uncle Neil's Cheese Whiz factory out?
I am not getting Uncle Neil's Cheese Whiz factory out.
Okay. We'll see how that goes.
It's a pain in the ass to clean Uncle Neil's Cheese factory.
That's what they say about Uncle Neil himself. So anyway. Lou, your predictions. Jaguars versus Patriots.
Jaguars versus the Patriots. They cover the spread.
All right.
They cover the spread and close game.
Close game.
I'm calling it a close game. It's not going to be a New England route.
Okay.
3 points in the way.
All right. The what's the over? The over under on the or the point spread is 45.5. What's your over under on that?
The over on 45.5.
Yeah.
Way over.
All right, sir.
Oh, for crying out loud! And there's also the chance that the Patriots could score 45 and the Jaguars nothing.
Lou. All right, Vikings versus Eagles. Tough one.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
All right.
Once again, a home team dog.
Yep. 39 points on that one, Lou. What are you over or under on that?
Way over.
All right. So, Lou, you grew up, you know, a Giants fan. What did you think of the Patriots and Eagles back then? Weren't they the Boston Patriots back in your day?
For a brief period of time, yes, they were the Boston Patriots.
All right.
They played at Schaefer Stadium.
At where?
It was Schaefer Stadium.
Oh, wow. In Boston?
I don't think so.
Okay. They were always outside, huh? No wonder they became New England.
Yeah. I think they became New England and moved to Foxborough.
Right.
But where they were before that, I'm not quite sure.
And they never played at Fenway.
That's a great question.
I know. That sure certainly is.
All right, you New England Patriots fans out there listening to the Lou Dickman Weekly. From the Boston Patriots, the Boston Patriots, the then Boston Patriots, ever play football at Fenway Park.
There you go. Call in right now at 1-800.
Call in. And 800 Dickman, yes.
So here's your question of the week, Lou.
Oh,
I'm sorry. We have to talk about one more thing. The award ceremony, Lou.
The annual Bob Collins Bowling Tournament and Awards Banquet.
That's right.
Kicking off promptly sometime Sunday afternoon on the dot.
So let's say you start the bowling tournament at noon, and we're going to have the award ceremony at 2. What do you say about that?
I got to say, it's not enough time. We can pick it off at 1.
We'll play it by ear.
Festivities start at 1.
All right. Festivities start at 1. You just want people there. All right. Lou, your question of the week, what is the over-under for getting out of life alive? and why?
Getting out of where?
Getting out of life alive. What is the over-under on that?
Zero.
That's not the answer.
One should be considering living life.
I'm sorry?
Not surviving life.
All right. Can't, doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your Go Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Existential University. When you want to understand nothingness, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell Lou nothing.